那我们翻到哥林多后书。
Brothers and sisters, let's turn to the book of 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章十六节到十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16 to 18.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比的永远的荣耀。
For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的。是永远的。
While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
第五章从第一节读到第十五节。
Chapter 5 from verse 1 through 16. 15.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造的，在天上永存的房屋。
For we know that if the earthly tent which is our house is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，想深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。
For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven.
倘若穿上被遇见的时候，就不至于赤身了。
Inasmuch as we, having put it on, will not be found naked.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并非愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个，好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。
For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, so that what is mortal will be swallowed up by life.
为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave to us the Spirit as a pledge.
所以我们时常坦然无惧，并且晓得我们住在身内，便与主相里。
Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord.
因我们行事为人是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。
For we walk by faith, not by sight.
我们坦然无惧，是更愿意离开身体，与主同在。
We are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord.
所以无论住在身内离开身外，我们立了志向要得主的喜悦。
Therefore we also have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him.
因为我们众人必要在基督台前显露出来，叫个人按着本身所行的或善或恶受报。
For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, so that each one may be recompensed for his deeds in the body, according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
我们既知道主是可畏的，所以劝人，但我们在神面前是显明的，盼望在你们的良心里也是显明的。
Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are made manifest to God, and I hope that we are made manifest also in your consciences.
我们不是向你们在举荐自己，乃是叫你们因我们有可夸之处，好对那凭外貌不凭内心夸口的人有言可答。
We are not again commending ourselves to you, but are giving you an occasion to be proud of us, so that you will have an answer for those who take pride in appearance and not in heart.
我们若果癫狂是为神，若果谨守是为你们。
For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God. If we are of sound mind, it is for you.
原来基督的爱激励了我们，因我们想一人替众人就都死了。
For the love of Christ controls us.Having concluded this, that one died for all, therefore all died.
并且他替众人死，是叫那些活着的人不再为自己活，乃是为替他们死而复活的主而活。
And he died for all, so that they who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and rose again on their behalf.
圣经读到这里，请我们低头有点简单祷告。
This concludes our Bible reading. Let's bow our heads for a simple word of prayer.
所以我们感谢你，你再次召聚。我们一同能够聚在你跟前。
Lord, we thank you because you have called us today to gather before your presence.
我们实在感谢你，因为每次能够聚在你在你的面前，都实在是你的恩典。
Lord, we thank you because every time we are able to gather before your presence, it's because of your grace. So that every time we can come before you to read your word and to seek your face. We thank you because you always provide your words to help guide us and lead us as we walk in this earth. And through your word, we are able to understand your heart. So that those who belong to you can love you, can serve you, can follow after you. To seek a favor in your to please you. So we ask Lord that may your grace help us. Give us a seeking and thirsty heart. We wait before you for you to show yourself to us, to speak to us. So that your word may fill us and lead us in this way. We wait for you and we look to you and we pray all these things in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 早晨来，愿和弟兄姊妹继续来看更多后书。
So this morning we want to take a look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们说到更多后书呢，乃是说到神的仆人保罗。
The book of 2 Corinthians speaks of God's servant Paul.
这位神的用人，他说他在凡事上，在各样事上都要表明他是神的用人。
Then all things God's servant wants to manifest himself so that people can see that he's God's servant.
我们想知道一些读圣经的都告诉我们说。 保罗在神的用人、神的仆人当中，是所有服侍主的和服侍主的人的一个榜样。
And we know that many people who read God's word say that Paul, the servant of God, is a good example for all of us.
因为他告诉我们说，
Because he tells us,
他说你们要效法我，正如我效法基督一样。
Because Paul says, "Be imitators of me, just as I also am."
为什么他能够成为我们侍奉神的人的一个榜样呢？
Why is Paul a good example for us to be servants of God?
因为他是一个效法基督的人。
Because he is one who imitates Christ.
所以基督能够借着这个神的用人，在他身上显明我们的神自己，我们主自己。
So God is able to use this servant to reveal God Himself to us.
那上次我们提到第四章讲到这个神的用人，他是一个。 瓦器,
Last time we shared that God's servant is a vessel, a broken vessel.
他说有一个宝贝放在这个瓦器的里面。
And he said that we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
我们知道瓦器就是指着我们这个人来说的。
We know that vessel speaks of ourselves.
按着我们的天性，按着我们本性来说，我们就是一个瓦器。
By our personality, by our nature, we are vessels.
这个瓦器是一个属地的，这个瓦器是一个卑贱的。
This vessel is an earthen vessel. This vessel is a lowly vessel.
一点尊贵都没有。
No, there is no honor at all in these vessels.
所以我们看看今天人在地上的生活。
So we take a look at today at people in their life today.
不管是他所说的话，他所做的事情。
Doesn't matter what he or she says. Doesn't matter what they do.
人所有有表现的，是他一点尊贵都没有。
In all their actions, there is absolutely no honor to people.
虽然许多人认为他是一个尊贵的人,
Even if a person thinks that this person is honorable,
因为他不认他自己,
because he does not know that he's a vessel.
因为他不认识他里面所有,
he doesn't know that inside of this vessel are many corrupt things.
只是没有环境把我们的光景显明出来就是了。
There's just not an environment to shine light into this vessel so we can
但是我们感谢主,
see. But we thank God.
当有一天我们信耶稣,
that one day, when we believed in the Lord Jesus and we were saved,
有一个宝贝进到我们里面来,
this treasure entered into us.
这个宝贝就是主耶稣基督,
and this treasure is our Jesus Christ.
这个生命是个尊贵的荣耀一个生命,
this life is an honorable and glorious life.
这个生命也是个复活的一个生命,
and this life is a resurrection life.
并且这个生命呢，是一个刚强有力的一个生命。
And this life is one that has strength and power.
所以这个宝贝，这个尊贵荣耀，有能力的生命，要显在我们这些人的身上。
So this treasure in these earthen vessels wants to reveal this glory and honor.
虽然从外面来看，我们的确是一个瓦器。
From an outsider's perspective, we are a vessel.
正如刚刚我们唱首诗歌里面有一句话说，主你来占有我们这个肉体。
And so in the hymn we sang earlier, there was a hymn that says that, Lord, we are just a fleshly lowly vessel.
我们的确是个肉体，一个卑贱、非常丑陋的一个器皿。
That we are this lowly, despicable vessel.
但是我们感谢主，今天里面有一个宝贝，有一个尊贵的生命住在我们里面了。
But we thank God that we have this treasure and this honor in us earthen vessels.
并且要借着我们身上来彰显这个宝贝。
And through our bodies that this treasure may be manifest.
我们读到创世纪，在那里记载亚伯兰的许多经历故事。
In the book of Genesis, we see the story and the experience of Abraham.
当有一天那个迦南人那个赫人看见亚伯兰的时候
，When Heth of the Canaanites came to Abraham,
他在那里说：“你是一个尊大的一个王子。
”He said that you are a mighty prince.
这个英文版本有的把只翻了：“你是一个神的王子。
”And some English translation says that.You are the God's king.
The prince of God.
Prince of God.
你是一个大能的一个神的王子。
That you are a powerful, mighty prince among us.
我们知道这一句话呢是出现在创世纪二十三章。
And we know that this passage is in Genesis chapter 23.
那二十二章到底发生了什么事情呢？
So what happened in Genesis 22?
我们看见亚伯兰神把他从加利利的乌尔呼召出来，一路的带领他。
We know that God called Abraham out of Ur to lead him.
一路在他身上有一些工作。
That throughout his life God was working in him.
而到了二十二章，我们看见神要他把他独生的儿子，他所爱儿子以撒献为燔祭。
And so we see that in Genesis chapter 22, God asked Abraham to offer up his only begotten son Isaac to the altar.
亚伯兰在顺服就把他儿子献上。
And Abraham, out of obedience and submission, offered up his son.
那我想详细我们不说，我们就知道神在那里禁止他来做这件事情。
And we know that God had tested him by asking him to do this.
因为神，因为亚伯兰在顺服神的心意，在那神就在启示祝福他。
And because Abraham was obedient.To God, to be willing to offer up his son Isaac, God blessed him. And
我们知道创世纪二十二章可以说亚伯兰这个信心的始祖，他属于生命达到一个极大高峰的一个境界的时候。
So we can see that in Genesis 22, when Abraham had to offer up his son Isaac, we can see that he reached the climax and pinnacle of his faith.
而到二十三章呢
？And then in Genesis chapter 22,
我们在那里看见呢，人就从他身上看见一个事实。
We see that man can see something in him as well.
你是一个神的王子。
That you are a mighty prince.
你是一个大有能力的一个神的王子。
That you are a mighty prince of God.
因为神在他一生年日里面一直在做工，做到一个地步，把他里面的亚伯里面那个宝贝，那个瓦在瓦器身上把它显出来。
That God was working so much throughout Abraham's life that it got to a point where this treasure was manifest through Abraham.
我们看见另外一个人雅各也是一样。
And then we can also say the same of Jacob.
神在这个雅各这个丑陋的人身上一路在他身上工作。
That in someone as deceiving as Jacob, God was able to work in Jacob's
home. 这个卑贱的瓦器，这个肉器。
That this lowly and fleshly vessel.
经过二十年、三十年的时间。
Through 20 and 30 years of time,
到有一天神说你不要再叫雅各了。
That one day God said to him, "You shall no longer be called."
你要叫神的王子。
You shall be called,
你要叫以色列。
You shall be called Israel.
以色列就是神的王子。
And Israel means a prince.
在这个肉器瓦器的身上，里面的宝贝就出来了。
So then this treasure was revealed through this vessel.
所以我们说到保罗，他是一个瓦器。
So we can say that Paul is a vessel.
他是一个。破碎的瓦器。
And Paul is a broken vessel.
因为神一生在他身上来做一个十字架的一个工作。
Because God continuously worked the work of the cross in Paul's life.
神在这个破在这瓦器身上一点一点一天一天的做。
And God continuously day after day continued to work in this vessel.
叫到有一天呢， 他说, 宝贝在瓦器里, 要显出的能力, 不是出于他自己, 乃是出于神自己。
So that Paul one day was able to say, but we have this treasure in earthen vessels so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves. So we see this is the experience of the cross. And this is one way God does his work. And we see that this same work was also done in the Lord Jesus
Christ.
Jesus is God's servant.
因为先知以赛亚在以赛亚42章一开头在那就来预言主耶稣。
Because in Isaiah chapter 42, verse 1, right in the beginning, the prophet Isaiah prophesies about Jesus.
他说,看啊,我的仆人,
he says, Behold, my servant,
我所拣选,我所扶持,所拣选,我心里所喜悦的,
whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom my soul delights.
我已将我的灵赐给他,
I have put my spirit upon him.
他将公义传给外邦,
he will bring forth justice to the nation.
所以我们看主耶稣来到地上的时候,
so we see that when Jesus came to earth,
他生在马槽里面,
he was born in a manger. And he started to walk a life of the cross on earth.
最后他被钉死在十字架上,
and then finally, he was nailed to the cross.
最后就把那个里面的生命释放出来了,
and his inner life was released.
所以圣经告诉我们说,一粒麦子死了就结出许多的籽粒来。
And so that's why the Bible says, unless a grain of wheat falls into the earth and dies,
这是一个死而复活的一个经历。
This is a death and resurrection experience.
所以这个十字架死而复活经历,首先是发生在主耶稣基督的身上。
So that this experience of death and resurrection on the cross was first experienced by our Lord Jesus.
同样这个工作,这个经历,
and similarly, this same experience will be done in those who believe in him.
特别要坐在那些愿意来服侍他、跟随主的人那些人身上。
Especially in those who are willing to serve him and follow after him.
所以我们看见保罗这个神的用人、神的仆人。
So we see this in Paul, God's servant.
他知道他里面有一个宝贝。Paul
knows that he has this treasure.
但是不仅有宝贝住在他里面。
But not only is this treasure in him.
不仅他是一个瓦器,
not even though he's a vessel,
他也是一个破碎的瓦器,
he is also a broken vessel.
他在那里愿意接受神十字架的一个工作在他身上,
he is willing to receive the work of the cross from God in his life.
他在那里学习背起自己的十字架, 学习舍己,
he is willing to deny himself and take up his cross,
好叫最后那个宝贝复活生命能从他身上出来,
so that in the end, this treasure, this resurrection life could come out from him.
他知道这个里面的宝贝出来的能力不是出于他自己, 乃是出于神自己。
And he also knows that the surpassing greatness of power is not from himself but from God.
我想这是基督徒属灵生活的一个秘诀。
And I think this is an experience for all Christians.
也是一个属灵的律。
And this is a law.
只有当宝贝 只有当瓦器被破碎的时候,
that it is only when a vessel is broken
宝贝藏出来,
that the treasure can come out.
所以保罗他在那说, 我身上是常常带着耶稣的死。
And that's why Paul says that daily he carries about with him the dying of Jesus.
好叫耶稣的身也显在我的身上。
So that the life of Jesus also may be manifested.
所以在第四章里面他就在讲到这个瓦器破碎的一个经历。
So in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 speaks about the experience of a broken vessel.
他说我们四面受体,
that we are afflicted in every way.
我们心里作难,
that we are perplexed.
我们在那遭逼迫,
that we are persecuted.
我们在那被打倒了,
that we are struck down.
这些都是说到他在这个被十字架在他身上的一些工作。
And these are all works that are done in him through the cross.
当十字架在保罗这个人身上做工的时候,
when the work of the cross is being done in Paul's life,
结果所带出来是什么呢?
What are the results?
虽然是四面受敌, 但是却不被困住。
The result is, even though he's afflicted, he's not crushed.
虽然心里作难, 但是里面却不失望。
Even though he's perplexed, he's not despairing.
虽然这样被丢弃, 但是不致死亡。
Even though he is struck down, he is not destroyed.
因为在那个时候,
because during that time,
宝贝复活生命就出来了。
Because this treasure, this resurrection life comes forth.
他在那里就经历死而复活。
He experiences this resurrection life.
我们感谢神，这个大能力也要显在我们所有人身上。
We thank God that this surpassing power is also going to be done in all of our
lives. 叫我们经历，我们里面的确是有宝贝。
So that we can all experience that we have this treasure in us.
我们里面有一个复活生命
that we have this resurrection life.
但是我们怎么也才能够经历到这个复活生命呢
But how can we enter into this resurrection life?
除非我们愿意成为破碎的瓦器
Only if we are willing to be a broken vessel.
除非我们愿意接受神在我们身上的一个工作
Only if we are willing to receive the work that God wants to do in us.
让我们在那里经历死而复活的经历
So that we can all experience death and resurrection.
我想这是我们一生要学习的功课
And this is a homework that we all have to learn.
所以主耶稣才说我们要天天背起自己的十字架来跟从他。
And that's why the Lord Jesus says that we need to deny ourselves and take up our cross daily and follow after him.
只有愿意走十字架道路的人
Only those who are willing to walk the way of the cross
他才能经历到宝贝放在瓦器里面。
Only those people can experience this treasure in earthen vessels.
他才能经历到原来这个宝贝是有一个极大的能力。
Only then can they realize that this treasure has surpassing power.
要显在我们许多的生活、工作、侍奉上。
And it can is something that we can learn in our services.
为什么常常觉得说我们非常软弱
？Why is it that so many times we feel?
的确，我们是非常软弱的一般人。
That on earth we are a weak people.
因为瓦器本身就是一个软弱的。
Because a vessel is something that's weak.
不仅是杯件是属地，一碰就碎掉了。
That once it You touch it and it'll break.
但是常常我们要虽然是瓦器，但是我们常常要保护这个瓦器。
But we are, even though we are vessels, we need to protect.
不容许它受破坏、受击打。
To protect it from being struck.
因此这样缘故，我们身上所显出来不过是个软弱的光景，就是这样。
And then through this, you can see that we are not weak.
因为瓦器好好在那里显明他是一个软弱的人。软弱器皿
Because the vessel shows that he is a weak vessel.
除非我们愿意接受神在我们身上工作，当瓦器破碎的时候
Unless we are willing to receive the work from God and we are willing to be broken.
软弱到一个地步，我们这个人死了
And become weak to the point of death.
然后宝贝的能力就出来了
Then this power can come forth.
我们感谢神
We thank God.
只要我们愿意有这个心愿
As long as we have this willing desire,
我们不仅是知道我们里面有宝贝，有这个尊贵荣耀生命
that we have this treasure, that we have this honorable and glorious life,
我们也能够经历宝贝的能力
then we can also experience the surpassing greatness of
God. 保罗一生就在学习这个功课
and Paul throughout his life was learning this homework.
所以他到了第五章这样他就告诉我们
So then in chapter 5 it tells us,
他在神面前有一个心愿，他说他要立的志向，要得主的喜悦。
That he has this, his aim or his ambition that he wants to please God.
为什么他说我们不丧胆呢
？Why does he say that we do not lose heart？
他里面有一个志向，他要得神的喜悦。
Because it says that he wants to be pleasing to God.
但是他又告诉我们说，他说我们不丧胆，外体虽然毁坏。内心却一天心是一天。
But he says that we therefore we do not lose heart, but though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed.
这个外体呢，就是讲到我们这外面的人。
This outer man is speaking about our outer selves.
保罗他一生在服侍，劳心又劳力。
Paul throughout his life labored and he was laboring.
他经过了许多的难处，肉身上受了许多的劳苦。
He experienced many hardships.
特别到第十一章的时候，他告诉我们说他在下监牢，在受鞭打。
And we said that he was imprisoned, that he was beaten.
当他出去外面传道的时候呢，行路上有许多危险。
And when he went out to preach, there were many dangers.
环境给他的危险。
Dangers of circumstances.
有江河的危险。
Dangers from rivers.
所以他也曾经坐船来传整个城下去的。
And When he was on a ship, it was shipwrecked.
还有人给他的危险。
And there are dangers from people.
不仅是从外邦人来给他的一个逼迫。
Whether it is dangers from the Gentiles.
也有那些假弟兄给他的危险。
Or the dangers from false brethren. He experienced many hardships. And his heart endured many hardships. And he worried over the churches daily. That the daily pressures of the churches was upon him. That he had concern for all the churches.
但他说我们却不丧胆。
But he said that we will not lose heart.
因为这外面的人,这个肉体,这个肉身会毁坏了。
Because this outer man will decay.
但是里面,那个内心的,应该是说里面的人,
But the inner man
是一天新是一天的。
Is being renewed day by day.
所以我们看见我们这个人呢,圣经也告诉我们说有一个外面的人,也有一个里面的人。
So the Bible teaches us that we have an outer man and an inner man.
但是很可惜,今天人只是在注意关心我们这外面这个人。
But it's a pity because people nowadays only focus on the outer
man. 我想这个外面的人不仅是包括是我们这个肉体,也包括我们这个魂。
And the outer man consists of our body.
今天人非常顾惜我们这外面的人。
And a lot of times people are very concerned about the outer man.
天天在保养。 叫我们这外面的人能够更健康、更强壮。
Trying to preserve our outer man so that our body can be healthy, can be strong.
让我们这外面的人活得更好。
So that our outer man can live well.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
即使我们再怎么样保养、怎样去顾惜他。
That no matter how we tend to and try to preserve our outer man,
渐渐还是会朽坏掉了。
It will still decay.
会老化、会退化的。
It will still get old.
也许因此我们一点好的保养好像会延迟那个退化、那个老化的一个光景。
By trying to preserve and pay attention to our outer man, we can prolong or delay the decaying and aging process.
但是不可能我们一直保养好像我们这个外面的人是一天一天更强壮。
But we can't preserve it to a point where we'll actually get stronger and stronger with each day.
也许只是延迟我们的退化就是了,朽坏就是了。
So eventually we will all decay, we will all age.
所以虽然保罗他经历了那么多的苦难,
so even though Paul went through all these hardships,
但是他不上胆,
Paul did not lose heart.
因为这外体虽然是毁坏掉,
because even though the outer man is decaying,
但是很奇妙, 里面有一个人, 这个内心的是一天新是一天的,
but interestingly, this inner man is being renewed day by day.
所以我们看见里面的人和外面是完全不一样的光景。
So we see that the condition of the outer man and the inner man is different.
外面的人可能因着苦难, 因着受苦, 慢慢, 毁坏掉了。
The outer man, over all of these hardships, would start to decay.
但是里面的人呢,
but the inner man,
却因着外面许多苦难,叫他里面生命是一天更新,一天的强壮起来。
But the inner man, even through all these hardships day after day, it actually becomes renewed day by day.
因着外面许多环境的磨练,试炼,考验, 让他里面这个人,里面这个生命,一天一天这么强壮。
Even through all these different tests and testing, the inner man continues to get stronger and stronger. With each passing experience, they become more mature. And this is the life and experience of a Christian. So for this purpose, this is why God allows so many things and circumstances. So that our inner man, our inner life can get stronger and stronger. So that our inner man can be more lively, have more strength. And that our life can be built up by God.
所以罗马书第八章才告诉我们说，神是借万事互相效力，叫那些爱神的人，他们得到益处。
And that's why in Romans 8 it says that, and we know that God causes all things to work together for good to
those who love God. 得到什么益处呢？
To gain what good?
就是叫里面这个人，里面生命能够被建立起来，能够得造就。
So that our inner man can be saved, that our inner man can be built up.
好像我们里面那个人，里面主的生命，他的荣耀生命，能够从我们这些瓦器身上把它彰显出来。
So that our inner man, which possesses the glorious life of Jesus, may be manifest.
所以保罗他说自在自轻的苦楚，为要为我们成就那极大无比的荣耀。
And that's why Paul says, for momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison.
因为我们所顾念的呢，不是那个暂时所见的。
Because while we look not at the things which are seen,
还是顾念那所不见的,
but at the things which are not seen.
顾念呢，那个英文可以直接换一个，就注视, look at.
So the English translation here says look at.
就是我们不是一个注视，一直注意到外面所看得见东西。
So saying that we're not looking at and spending time on the things that we can see.
这些所见的是暂时的,
because these things are temporal.
我们所注意的乃是看不见的,
what we are looking at are the things that are not seen,
是那永远的,
the things that are eternal.
这才是保罗不惧怕的一个原因,
and this is the reason why Paul is not afraid.
所以他当然不上当,
and that's why he does not lose heart.
一个看不见的事物你怎么看得见呢?
How can you see something which is not seen?
你怎么知道看不见的事物是一个将来永远是长存的呢?
How can you see something that is eternal, that will last forever?
这个就是希伯来书第一十一章那里所告诉我们的。
And that's what Hebrews chapter 11 verse 1 tells us.
借信心,
that now faith,
叫他所盼望的事物,
is the assurance of things hoped for, or is it something you hope for?
成为里面那个实底,
and it's a conviction.
所未见事物在他里面已经得到一个证据,得到一个见证。
So that it has a testimony.
所以怎么样能够悟到所看不见的是在信心里面,
so in order to see the things which are not seen,
所以借信心我们就看见那将来看不见那才是个真实的。
So it is only through faith that we can see what we can't see now but what is to come.
为什么今天传福音人不容易相信?
Why is it that when we preach the gospel,
我们讲到许多属灵的事情，许多永远的事情。
That a lot of spiritual things and eternal things,
这是看不见, 因为这不是物质的东西,
are things that you cannot see because it is not materialized.
所以对我们许多人来说, 好像是不真实的, 是个虚幻的东西。
So to a lot of us, it is something that is
不真实的东西, 不是一个错的东西,
不是。 Not real.
所以人觉得不可信。
So that's why people are not willing to believe.
但是就是一个有信心的人,
but through a man of faith,
借着一个愿相信的人,
that through a person willing to
神就让他们里面眼睛被打开,
God can open their eyes.
他们就能看见原来所不见的是一个永远的是一个不会过去的事物,
so that they can see that the things are eternal that will not pass away.
所以讲信心是什么呢?
So what is faith?
信心简单说就是一个属灵的看见。
So simply put, faith is seeing with your spiritual eyes.
所以当里面有个属灵看见的时候,
so when you can see spiritually,
我们就看见神借许多环境让我们遇见许多事情,
then we see that God gives us different experiences.
原来是要叫有份他的将来那个荣耀,
so that we can share in his glory.
而是借许多外面的磨练要叫里面的生命能成熟起来,
that through these different experiences, we can be mature.
并且叫我们将来真是能够很坦然能够进到那个基督的荣耀国度里面,
so that we can boldly enter into the kingdom.
保罗他说我不上胆,
and Paul says, I do not lose heart.
因为他知道他所得的乃是不能朽坏,不能玷污,衰残,存留在天上那个基业。
Because he knows that he's going to obtain an inheritance which is imperishable and undefiled and will not fade away.
他有这样盼望, 因为他都是为了得到主的喜悦,
because he wants to please God.
他为了得到主的喜悦, 他一点对外面环境给他, 他一点都不惧怕,
because he wants to please God, he's not afraid of the circumstances.
他能够一直往前去,
he can continue to move forward.
所以他说我们不上当,
so he says we do not lose heart.
外体虽然是毁坏, 但是内心是却能够一天新似一天。
But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day.
并且他也知道,
and he knows,
原来我们这个地上的帐篷有一天要被拆毁掉,
that one day this earthly tent is going to be torn down.
帐篷就讲了一个暂时的,
earthly tent speaks of something temporary.
所以我们看见我们人生在地上是个暂时的,
so we know that our life on earth is temporary.
所以神常常告诉我们说我们都是寄居的,我们都是客旅。
That's why a lot of times the Bible tells us that we are sojourners.
诗篇摩西在那里写诗说,
And in the Psalms, Moses says,
他说我们呢, 如同早晨生长的草,
that we are like the grass.
早晨花芽, 晚上割下就枯干了,
that in the morning it flourishes and sprouts anew, and in the evening it fades and withers.
所以我们看见人生七十八十, 很快就过去了,
so that's why man becomes 70, 80 years old and soon it fades away.
我上面,当我这边预备的时候,就想到一件事情,
as I was preparing, I thought of one thing.
我们在这里,这个机会在这里已经30年, 31年, 快31年了。
This assembly has been here for about 30, 31 years.
许多起头在这里聚会的弟兄姊妹们,
there were many brothers and sisters who gathered with us.
我一想到这件事情说,
and when I thought of this,
当初他们在这里的时候,二十几,可能不到30岁,
when they were originally with us, they were 20 something, not even 30 years old.
现在你一想一想,
now you think about it.
这些人现在几岁了?
How old are these people now?
是啊,会很快。
Time flies by so fast.
30年不算一个很短的时间,
30 years is not considered a short time.
但30年也是好像一转眼就过去了,是不是?
But yet 30 years passes by in a blink of an eye, doesn't it?
好像人都老了。
It's like people are old.
两个礼拜之前,
2 weeks ago,
那个聚会, 那个就是柯江来礼拜的聚会完的时候,
after the Sunday meeting with Brother Ko,
谢弟兄坐在我后面,
Brother Shay sat behind me.
他会后啊,他就跟我讲,
after the meeting, he said to me,
他说,黄弟兄啊,
Brother Huang,
我看你真是老了,
I see that you are truly old.
我想他说了对,
I think what he said is correct.
头发都白了,
the hairs are white.
前两天我女儿跟我讲,坐在我身上,她说,爸爸,你的头发都白了,
and my daughter said to me a couple of days ago, Father, your hairs are white.
我说,早就白了,
and I said, it was white a long time ago.
我说,明年就可以拿那个 Medicare 了,
and next year I'll be able to take Medicare.
那什么意思呢?
What does that mean?
政府就认定你是老人啊。
That means that the government acknowledges that you are old.
你有资格拿那个医疗保险的。
That you are able to receive this package.
有一次我到Morris Plains去。
One time I went to Morris Plains.
会后一个弟兄过来跟我讲。
After the meeting, the brother came and spoke to me.
他说,黄弟兄啊。
He said, Brother Huang.
我第一次看见你的时候,到现在你都没有变,没有老呢。
The first time I saw you until now, you haven't aged at all.
我没有跟他说谢谢你。
I didn't say thank you.
我说乱讲。
I said, you speak falsehood.
我说,早就老,头发都白了。
I was old and I had white hairs.
弟兄姊妹,这不是一个笑话。
This is not a joke.
人生不过是像帐篷一样,转眼就要被拆毁掉了。
Our bodies are like an earthly tent.
很快就过去了,是不是?
Very soon it will be passed
away. 所以你不去思想的时候,一讲话你会觉得很可怕。
If you don't think about it, you don't think anything about it.
20年,30年,怎么一晃就过去了呢?
20 to 30 years will just fly by.
已经进到老化一个光景的里面了。
You're going to enter into an older condition.
所以圣经才告诉我们说,
and that's why the Bible tells us.
我说诗歌才告诉我们说, 这世界非我家, 这世界非我家,
or rather, the hymn tells us, this world is not my home.
因为是一个帐篷,
because it is a tent.
帐篷也说到我们在地上是没有根基的,
tent speaks of us not having a foundation here on earth.
我们是不扎根在这个地上, 这个世界,
we are not rooted in this earth, in this world.
我们的心是向着天, 是向着永远的,
our heart is towards heaven, towards eternity.
所以弟兄姊妹, 若是我们有这样一个认识, 看见的时候,
so if we have this understanding and this seeing,
我们今天整个生活态度, 我们对事情的看法, 就有很大的不同,
the way we live our life, the way we see things,
我们整个人生的价值观会有很大的不一样,
our values and outlook would be very different.
We
thirst after and pursue that which is eternal, which God desires to
give us.
Our Lord Jesus, when he was on earth, provided 5 loaves and 2 fish for the people.
当这些人吃饱以后, 他们又来找主耶稣。
And when they finished eating, They came to look for the Lord Jesus.
主耶稣就对他们说,
and the Lord Jesus said to them,
不要为那必朽坏的食物劳力,
do not work for the food which perishes,
要为那存到永生的食物劳力,
but for the food which endures to eternal life,
就是人子所要赐给你的,
which the Son of Man will give you.
人子要赐给我们什么呢?
What does the Son of Man want to give us?
就是主耶稣基督自己,
he wants to give the Lord Jesus
himself. 他是我们生命的粮, 他是真正粮食,
he is the bread of life. He 他, is the true bread.
他叫我们吃了我们就不饿,
when we eat, we will not be hungry. We have full, we will be filled. And he will give us the living water so that when we drink it, we will not thirst. And this is man's need. And this is the only food in the spiritual path. So we see the wandering of the Israelites for 40 years in the
wilderness.
God did not give them any food. God gave them manna from heaven above. And the water which flowed out of the rock. It was only through these two things that the Israelites had the strength to continue to walk in the wilderness. So similarly, when we are walking in the wilderness, we do not depend on the things of this world. We can only depend on our Lord Jesus. And he is the only source of life for us. When we drink of his waters, we will never
drink.
We no longer need to seek after the things of this world which can never quench our
thirst.
So our hearts and our lives are like an earthly tent which does not take root here in the world.
是没有根基的,
because the tent does not have a foundation,
我们今天活在这个帐篷的里面,
when we live in our earthly tents, our bodies, it is just to labor.
人生不仅短,
life is, our life is few and unpleasant. And this is the result of this.
因着亚当始祖犯罪,
because when Adam sinned,
最大的是世界上,
sin came into this world.
我们是从罪中所生的人,
and we are born into sin.
所以我们地上过生活就会劳苦叹息的一个生活,
so that when we labor here on earth, we labor and we sigh.
因为我们是浮在这个虚空的底下,
because we live under this empty world.
过一个虚空的人生生活,
and we live this empty life on earth.
人之所以虚空不是因为外面物质的欠缺,
and we live this empty life.
外面物质的欠缺不够,
we're lacking material things.
那是因为我们里面的生命是一个罪的生命，是一个虚空的生命.
Because our inner life, our life is an empty one.
所以我们就在这个帐篷里也在劳苦叹息.
So that in our earthly tents, we labor and we sigh.
人生没有真正一个满足.
And there's no true contentment or satisfaction.
所以，摩西也作诗，也是这样的告诉我们。
So Moses also tells us.
他说，人一生年日七十八十，很快就过去。
Moses says that as for the days of our life, it contains 70, 80 years.
所经夸不过是劳苦。 愁患, 转眼就成空,
yet their pride is but labor and sorrow, for soon it is gone and we fly away. So what can man boast about today? And even if he does many great things,
但是圣经清楚地告诉我们,
the Bible clearly tells us
人你能够夸的是什么不过是劳苦愁患,
that there's nothing to boast about because your pride is just labor and sorrow. Because one day this earthly tent will be taken down. All things are. But Christians, we understand that there's more to it. It's not negative.
传道书告诉我们说，一切日光之下，一切都是虚空的。
that the gospel tells us
传道书.
Oh, Ecclesiastes tells us that all things are vanity.
在日光之下, 人所做一切都是虚空的.
That everything under the sun, that what man does is vanity.
但是传道书不是 让我们看见虚空是叫我们消极下去,
but Ecclesiastes tells us that
觉得人生没有意义的意义没有味道,
that there's no flavor, that there's no purpose.
传道书或是说真讲到虚空来是积极正面的,
Ecclesiastes is speaking of this vanity on the surface.
所以传道书到最后就告诉我们说, 我们要敬你当你们听见这些话以后要敬畏神。
So that's why in Ecclesiastes at the end of it it says that to conclude we need to fear God and obey His commandments.
我们要谨守神的诫命。
That we need to keep His commandments.
这是传道书主要的一个目的。
And that is the purpose of Ecclesiastes.
虽然我们是活在日光底下,
even though we live under the sun,
但是我们可以追求日光之上的事物。
We can
追求日光 above of sun, 日光之光。 Above of sun.
Oh, see, we can seek after the things that are above the sun.
因为日光之上一切都是永远的, 是属灵的, 不会过去的。
Because the things above the sun are eternal and will not pass away.
保他知道。
And Paul knows that.
虽然这个帐篷要拆毁, 虽然我们在这个帐篷里面是劳苦叹息,
so even though our earthly tent is temporary and will be torn down,
但他不上当,
but he does not lose heart.
他在那里有个心愿要得主的喜悦,
he has a desire to please God.
虽然这个帐篷要过去,
even though this earthly tent will pass away,
但是我们必要得着那天上永存的房屋。
We need to pursue after the building in heaven.
因为知道有一天我们这个身体要得着救赎,
because one day our bodies will be redeemed.
要穿上永远的房屋。
And we need to put on the dwelling from heaven, clothed with the dwelling from heaven.
所以他在这个帐篷里面，他一方面是叹息，但他深想得那从天上来的房屋。
So on one hand he's dying, but he's looking forward to be clothed with the dwelling from heaven.
因为到那一天主来的时候，他能穿上这个房屋，他就不至于羞愧。
So that one day when the Lord Jesus returns, he will not be ashamed because he can clothe himself with the dwelling from heaven.
那一天他要把我们一同带到荣耀里面。
And he will bring us into glory.
因着这个缘故,
for this reason,
所以神在那里栽培我们,
培植我们, God prepares us.
什么是培植?
What does it mean to prepare?
培植就是说需要花时间,需要做许多事情。
To prepare is to spend time to do things.
这就是今天神在我们身上的工作。
And this is God's work in us.
他花许多时间,花许多力气,在我们身上有许多工作。
God spends a lot of time and energy to work in our lives. To prepare us for the day when the Lord Jesus returns. Because He wants to mold us into a person pleasing in His sight. To be someone who can share in His glory. Someone that can please His heart. So today God has given us His Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
做我们里面一个凭据,
to be a pledge.
给我们里面一个保证,
to give us a guarantee.
这个圣灵保证我们将来可以得到永远的产业。
That this Holy Spirit is a guarantee that we will be able to inherit.
这个圣灵做凭据呢，也可以把它翻成直接翻译一个纸，中文是纸，那就是一个定金，一个押金在那里。
We can also say that this pledge can be considered like a down payment.
定金放在那表示说有一天我所要购买这个产业最终是要归给我，是完全属于我的。
This pledge or down payment is something that you put in and that one day it will belong to you.
所以神把圣灵赐给我们，让我们在这里有一个保证，让我们可以知道将来我们是要得荣耀的。
So God gives us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee that one day we will receive this inheritance. To guarantee that we will receive glory. So So that's why the Bible tells us that we are those who have tasted
of the heavenly.
That we can understand the blessing, the spiritual blessings.
若是我们真的尝到一点属天的滋味的话，自然而然里面就会向往，就会羡慕，要去得着所有神所应许要给我们的。
So when we have tasted of this heavenly gift, we now know that we want to pursue after these promises which the Lord has given to us.
所以弟兄姊妹，属灵的经历是非常重要的，也是非常宝贵的。
So this spiritual
属灵的经历，
or the spiritual experience is something that's very precious to us.
因为若是没有尝过的话，我们就不会羡慕。 去得着,
because if we haven't tasted of it, we don't have this desire to go after it.
所以诗篇告诉我们说, 你们若是尝过主恩的滋味，就知道祂美善。你们若尝过主恩的滋味,
so that if you have tasted of the heavenly gift,
知道祂美善，祂是good,
then you know that He is good.
彼得前书在那里告诉我们,
and 1 Peter tells us,
祂说你们要爱慕那纯净的灵奶，像财神的婴孩。 那羡慕奶一样，叫你们渐长以至于得救。
So 1 Peter also tells us that like newborn babies, we need to long for the pure milk of the word.
我们怎样才能爱慕那纯净的灵奶神的话呢？
How can we long for the pure milk of the word?
他底下就告诉我们。
Later tells us,
你们若尝过主恩的滋味，就必如此。
If you have tasted the kindness of the Lord,
一个尝过主恩滋味的人，他就会来爱慕那个纯净的灵奶。
Only a person who has tasted the kindness of the Lord will long for the pure milk of the word.
就像许多弟兄姊妹的见证，他说读圣经读到一点前味头的时候，他就越想读圣经。
And just like many brothers and sisters, once they have tasted, tasted of the kindness of the Lord, when they read the Bible, they want to read more of God's word.
因为他稍微读一点的时候，他觉得哇，圣经是很有味道，很有意思。
Because when they read just a little bit of the Bible, they're like, wow, this is so flavorful, this is so meaningful.
他尝到那个美味。
He tasted of this wonderful flavor.
他就更想去尝更多，享受更多。
And then he wants to taste more and enjoy more of God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们实在需要靠主恩典，在圣里面稍微体会、享受到一点属天那些祝福。
So brothers and sisters, we need to really take heed to these spiritual experiences so that we can receive more of His blessings.
但是很可惜，许多神、许多宝贵的真理，对我们来说不过是一个道理、一个理论，就是这样。But
unfortunately, many people see God's word as just a law.
因为缺少经历，甚至没有什么经历。
Because we lack the experience.
所以里面起不了那个爱慕、渴慕的心。
So we are not able to have this thirst, this desire.
所以有一天我们真的稍微尝到了。
Until that day when we taste of it,
我们就知道主是美善的。
We know that God is worthy.
我们就愿意更多去追求他，得到他，
and we are willing
享受他。
To enjoy more of Him, to receive more of Him.
保罗他继续说，我们今天是在帐篷里面，就像住在身子里面一样， 肉身里面。
And so Paul tells us that,
住在肉身里面，住在身内。
That we are live, we are this earthly tent that is
flesh, 肉身 flesh.
Oh, in the flesh.
我们知道在肉身里面。 遗嘱还是有一些间隔的。他说：“我们在肉身里面就遗嘱有间隔。”That
in this fleshly tent, one day we will meet with the Lord.
就是间隔，就是separation.
Oh,
的确，活在肉身里面，好像偶尔稍微经历到主的同在、主的宝贵和真实。That
in the flesh we will treasure God's presence.
但是呢，总是觉得好像主还是跟我们之间有一些间隔，是不是？
But still, sometimes we feel that there is a separation.
好像不能完全联合在一起。
That we cannot completely be united together.
好像主的同在不是那么多。
That God's presence is not that much.
我们常常会觉得有个间隔。
And sometimes we feel there is a separation.
甚至好像觉得主不与我们同在。
That God is not with us.
所以保罗他在这里说，我们行事为人不是凭着信心，是凭着信心，不是凭着眼见。So
that's why Paul says that we walk by faith.
所以当我们活在这个肉身的里面，我们要凭信心而生活。
So that's why when we live our life on this earth, we need to walk by faith and not by sight.
当我们还没有见主的时候，不能完全与他联合的时候，虽然感受到一些间隔。
That, when we are walking on this earth, that,
好像与主也不是那么亲近，是不是？
That we're not that close to God.
所以这个时候更需要信心。
So during this time, we need more faith.
因着信心里面，我就知道神是与我们同在的。
Because through faith, we know that God is still with us.
主耶稣是住在我们里面的。
That the Lord Jesus dwells in us.
我们不是凭着眼见，而是凭信心来过地上生活。
That we live not by faith, but by, not by sight, but by faith.
我们知道那一天我们是要与主不再有间隔，因为要面对面。
And we know that one day there will no longer be a separation between us and the Lord because we'll see Him face to face.
不管是在肉身里面，或是在肉身之外，与主同在。
Whether we are in absent from the body or But we will be at home with the Lord.
保罗他有一个志向，有立志。
And Paul has this aim and ambition.
要得主的喜悦。
That he wants to be pleasing to God.
我们知道保罗在地上曾经也有过他的一个志向。
And we know that Paul had his own aim.
为了这个志向啊，有了英文，麻烦这努力。
And
labor.
And it can be translated in English as labor.
达比的圣经把它翻成一个野心，一个雄心。
And Darby trans
ambition 对，雄心 ambition。
Oh, and Darby translates it as ambition.
我们知道保罗他是一个法利赛人，并且是一个优秀的法利赛人。
And we know that Paul was a Pharisee of Pharisees.
他曾经有一个雄心，一个野心。
He had an ambition.
他要在犹太教里面成为有名的教法师。
That he wanted to be a teacher of the law.
所以他在有名那个加马列门下受教。
That's why he was instructed under Gamaliel.
受严格的训练。
To be trained.
并且他比他同岁那些人呢更有长进。
So that he excelled beyond his colleagues.
所以我们看见保罗曾经在犹太教里面，他有雄心，有盼望，他要成为有名的教法师。
So he wanted to be a great teacher among the Jews.
但是等他蒙恩得救以后，
But then after he was saved,
他不再有那个雄心了。
He no longer had this ambition.
他有另外一个雄心。
He had a different ambition.
就是要得主的喜悦。
To be pleasing to God.
用什么？这是个神圣的雄心。
And this is a
神圣的 holy
ambition.
今天对着世界上人有许多的雄心。
On earth today, many of us have our own.
他们在盼望在地上能够成为伟大的人物，做伟大的事情。
Yeah, we want to do great things on earth.
那是一个不神圣的雄心。
And that is not a holy ambition.
但是在这里有一个雄心。
But here we have.
在这里有一个努力。
We have a this
一个努力，一个
striving，
就是要得主喜悦。
To be pleasing to God.
这是神所喜悦的一个雄心。
And this is an ambition.That is pleasing to God.
为什么他立志要得主的喜悦呢？
Why did he make it his ambition to be pleasing to God?
因为他知道有一天要在基督的台前要显露出来。
Because he knows that one day he will appear before Christ.
有一天当主在的时候呢，在基督台前有一个审判。
That there will one day be judgment before the seat of Christ.
往圣经许多地方都告诉我们。
And the Bible tells us in many places,
当有一天主来的时候
that when the Lord returns,
不仅要对那些不相信福音不接受主耶稣基督的人有个审判
that not only will there be judgment for those who do not believe in Jesus,
那个审判是永死永生的一个审判
and this judgment will be an eternal judgment.
感谢主这个审判我们已经逃过了
Thank the Lord that we have been saved out of
我们已经得到永远的生命
that we have received eternal life.
我们不再受这个审判不再下火湖地狱
That we will not be judged and be sent to the lake of fire.
但是我们仍然有个审判。
But we have another judgment.
就是在基督台前的审判。
Which is before the judgment seat of Christ.
那是得赏赐和受衰捆的一个审判。
It is a judgment of whether we will receive reward.
那是讲到我们先蒙恩的儿女在地上生活、工作、服事的一个审判。
A judgment of the works of the brothers and sisters.
所以彼得前更多前书第三章也告诉我们说，那一天有一个火的试验要出来。
And that's why in 1 Corinthians 3 it tells us that there will be a fire that will come out.
要试验个人的工程。
that will test the quality of each man's work. That if tested and it passes the test of fire, then they will receive a reward. But if it doesn't pass the test of fire, then they will suffer loss. And they will not be the
priest. 所以保罗在那里有个雄心要得主的喜悦，因为他知道有一天要经过审判台前。
So Paul has this ambition because one day he knows he's going to appear before the judgment. So I know that hymn 372, many brothers and sisters,
那一首我稍微偏离正路这首诗歌,
if from the right course, I'd be
作诗人在那里有一句话说,
the hymn writer has this phrase,
我今每日举目细望审判台前的亮光,
I'm daily gazing at the light out of his judgment seat,
愿我所有生活工作到那日都能耐活,
that all my living and my works may stand the test of fire.
他是天天每日在那举目观望那一天审判台前的亮光。
Daily he is gazing at the light out of God's judgment seat.
他盼望当主再来的时候,
he hopes that when the Lord returns,
他的生活能够经过火的考验,
that his life can pass the test of fire,
能够得主的喜悦,
that he can be pleasing to God.
弟兄姊妹，这实在是我们里面的一个渴望。
And this is something that we hope for as well. And this is our prayer.
到那天的时候,
that one day,
能够坦然无惧站在基督的台前,
on that day, we can stand confidently before the judgment.
所以主耶稣在福音书里面也是讲到许多天国的比喻。
So in the Gospels, there are many parables of the kingdom of heaven.
所以说讲到十个童女的比喻。
Jesus spoke of the 10 virgins.
十个聪明的，十个愚拙的。
Jesus spoke of the 10 wise and the 10 foolish.
那个五个聪明的在那预备有等候新郎的来到。
The 10 wise prepared for the bridegroom's return.
所以当新郎来到的时候，就把他们一同带到，进到屋里面和主人一同和新郎享受那个宴席。
So that those who were ready, the bridegroom was able to bring them in to enjoy the feast with him.
主耶稣也曾经讲到，按着才干。 把银子，交给那些仆人们。
And Jesus also spoke of giving the gifts to the servants,
让他们好好去经营做买卖。
That they can
经营去,
to be occupied, to do business.
等到他们的主人回来的时候,
so that when the master returns,
这些仆人都要到他面前来,
so that the servants would come before the master.
有一些仆人主在那里对他们说,
so that to some servants the master will say,
他说好, 又良善又忠心的仆人, 可进来享受你主人的快乐。
Good and faithful servant, you can come and enter into my rest.
但是也有一些仆人,
but then there were other servants,
先说这无用的仆人,
that you foolish,
要把他们丢到黑暗里面, 他们在那里要哀哭,
I will throw you into the outer darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
他们在那懊悔,
and they regret it.
因为主当来, 主再来的时候,
because when the Lord returns again,
他要按着个人所行的报应个人,
God will return and recompense to each individual
或善或恶, 报应给他们,
according to what he has done, whether good or bad.
为了这那一天来到, 保罗在那里有个心智,
so that Paul has this aim,
心智就是一个,
mindset. Paul has this mindset
要得主的喜悦,
to be pleasing to God. And Paul knows that he is worthy.
因着主是可畏的, 主是可畏的, 主可畏的,
oh, that that God is to be feared.
所以他在那劝人,
so he persuades men.
弟兄姊妹, 因着主是可畏的, 我们需要常常彼此的劝勉。
Because we know that the Lord is to be feared, we persuade men.
礼拜五读圣经刚读到更多，帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到主的再来。
And in Bible study, we studied First Thessalonians.
当主再来的时候，他好像是贼一样。
That the Lord will return like a thief.
人正说平安稳妥的时候呢，灾难忽然临到他们身上。
That while people are crying peace and safety, then destruction will come.
当主再来的时候呢，如惨难的妇人，他们怀胎的妇人一样，他们都不能逃脱。
That it will come suddenly like labor pains upon a woman with
child. 但是那些神的儿女们，他们是光明之子，他们是白昼之子。
But the Lord's children are not in darkness. They are sons of light.
他们不属于黑暗，不属于幽暗的。
They are not of night nor of darkness.
他们不像别人在那睡觉。
They are not asleep like others.
他们在那警醒。
But they are alert.
等候主的再来。
And waiting for the Lord's return.
所以主来的时候，对他们来说不是个贼。
So when the Lord returns to them, he will not be as a thief in the night.
贼来，人家不知道，因为在睡觉。
When the thief comes, no one knows because they are sleeping.
但是那些警醒的人，他不是在睡觉。
But those who are alert are not asleep.
他们知道主快来了。
Because they know that the Lord is
coming. 许多兆头，许多的现象、事情发生，都显明主在日子近了。
That all the things that are going on in the world today.
所以他们在警醒等候主的再来。
So they wait eagerly and attentively.
因为他们知道主是可畏的。
Because they know that the Lord is to be feared.
他们也是在盼望能够得主的喜悦。
And they are hoping that they can be pleasing to God.
为什么他们立志要得主的喜悦呢？
Why is it that they are making it their ambition to be pleasing to God?
因为他们知道是主爱他们。
Because they know that the Lord loves them.
因为他们知道是主的爱在激励他们。
Because they know that it is the love of Christ that controls them.
因为当我们还做罪的时候，基督就为我们罪被钉在十字架上。
Because while they were yet sinners, Christ died on the cross for them.
就显明神的爱了。
To demonstrate God's love for them.
是因为神的爱激励了他们。
Because God's love controls them.
诗歌319首。
Hymn
319.
Many brothers and sisters like this hymn.
主爱长过高深。
Length, what length, breadth, height, and depth.
实在是不能推测。
What greatness is his love.
不然像我这样的罪人，怎能满得恩泽？
How else could I, a sinner vile, be in such grace?
这样诗歌感动了保罗。
This hymn touched Paul.
这样诗歌感动了。历世一代许多圣徒们
，and this hymn has touched throughout history many saints，
让他们一生只有个目的
，that their life would only have，
就是要得主的喜悦
，which is to be pleasing，
因为他们知道主曾经为他们罪死了
，because they know that God that the Lord died for their sins，
所以主说，所以保罗说，因着基督的爱激励了我们
，and that's why Paul says for the love of Christ，
因为我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了
，having concluded this that one died for all， therefore all，
并且他替众人死
，and he died for all，
是叫那些活着人不再为自己而活，乃是为死而复活主而活
，so that they who live might no longer live for themselves， but for him who died and rose again on the earth。
弟兄们，为什么要讨他的欢喜？
Why do we need to be pleasing to him?
因为主爱我们。
Because the Lord loves us.
巴不得这样诗歌常常来感动我们。
Through this hymn, it always touches us.
来激励我们。
And moves us.
好，叫我们在我们里面真是像保罗一样有一个心智。
So that within us we can also have this ambition.
一生要讨他的欢喜。
That all our lives would be pleasing.
好，叫那一天的时候我们能欢欢喜喜的。和他一同进到荣耀里面。
So that on that day we can joyfully enter into glory.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
And this is the purpose God saved us.
所以当保罗在哥林多前在帖撒罗尼迦前书讲到他在服侍教会的时候
，So that's why in 1 Thessalonians when Paul speaks about
他对帖撒罗尼迦圣徒说，他在像母亲像在奴养他们，像父亲在那教导他们劝勉他们。
That he was like a mother and like a father that cared for them.
什么目的呢？
And what was the purpose?
好叫他们行事为人能够对得起那招他们进他荣耀得他果的神。
So they would walk in a manner worthy of the God who called them into his own kingdom and glory.
一切服事的目的是什么？
And what is the purpose of the service?
乃是让神的儿女们能够对得起那招我们的神。
So that the children of God would be worthy of the calling.
让我们那天能得他的欢喜。
So that we can be pleasing to him.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
保罗这位神的用人。
That Paul, God's servant. 这破碎的器皿, this broken vessel,
它不仅是一个破碎的器皿,
he's not only a broken vessel.
它不仅能够让宝贵基督的生命的复活能力从它显明出来,
not only can this treasure be found in this earthen vessel and the surpassing greatness of power be manifest through him,
因为他立志要得主的喜悦,
because his aim is to please the Lord, please God.
所以不管遇到什么样环境，遇到什么事情,
so no matter what circumstances he comes across,
他是有目的,
he has a purpose,
要得主的喜悦,
to be pleasing to God.
所以他不上胆,
so he does not lose heart.
他能够继续往前走,
he can continue to move forward.
求主是恩待我们,
may God be gracious to us,
让我们能够效法保罗,
so that we may be imitators of Paul,
效法这个神的用人,
to be imitators of God's
能够在各样事上显明我们都是神的用人,
that in all things on this earth may show that we are God's servants.
你想到这里,
could Chris close for a word of prayer?
Let's close with a word of prayer.
那我们, 一起祷告。
Father, I want to thank you that you are our God.
父,我们要感谢你,
we ask that we will make it our ambition to be pleasing to you and your Son.
求你使我们有这个, 这个意愿, 能够讨你和你儿子的喜悦。
We know that He is coming quickly, and that his reward is with him.
我们知道主很快就要来, 他也带着他的奖赏,
to render to each one according to their deeds.
来报, 根据我们每人所行的来报答报偿我们。
So Father, we ask that we would be approved and be able to enter into the joy of the Master.
父我们求你, 能够进入, 主人里面的喜悦。
We pray this in your Son's name. Amen. Amen.